Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Malm, and you will notice if you're watching this episode that Josh Watson is not here. Today, we have a special guest, Ryan Morrison. Ryan, thank you for joining. I'm excited to have you. I can assure our listeners that you and I doing this podcast is going to be probably much more beneficial than Josh and I, because we know a fraction of what you've probably forgotten on this topic. And we are talking about AI and how advisors are using it across really every aspect of their business: prospecting, onboarding, portfolio analysis, tax insights, engaging clients. So there's a lot to dive into. But if you wouldn't mind, introduce yourself a little bit. Let's explain to people who you are, what you do here, why this is your area of expertise.
Jamie, thanks for having me. I'm CTO of Nextech, which is an incredibly exciting company that's part of Gradient Financial Group that has been building the tech stack that, you know, thousands of FSPs use every day. And I joined a few months ago to push the tech forward and also take what Nextech's vision has been so good at over the last 15 years and help push it forward using AI, identifying best-in-class technologies in the market, and then integrated into one system called Advisor Track, which has been the number one request from any advisor that we talk to is, I have all these things and I love it, but why can't it just be in one system? And that's why we called it Advisor Track, to be one railroad that guides your suspect all the way to advocate, all the way through, and keeps them an advocate, by the way. And so that's what's been so exciting, and that's what I get to do every day.
You talked about this just a little bit at our summit meeting, which is our kickoff business meeting that we host every January. And this is the topic, this component of Advisor Track is the one thing that I got stopped in the hallways about. And I got, you know, people were grabbing me at the back of the room and saying, hey, I'm super excited about this, but I feel like I understand a fraction of where this would apply to me. So what we want to talk through today is how AI, and that's, I know that's a monster comprehensive topic, but for our conversation today, we'll just generically say AI. How does that enable our advisors to do more with less effort? And I know it kind of starts with, let's just think about the very first thing that would happen with a client interaction or a prospect interaction. One of the biggest bottlenecks is collecting the statements, the tax returns, the things that we need in that early engagement stage. Talk to me about where this helps that piece of it.
Great question, Jamie. The two themes that we talked about at Summit are, one of our trademarks is AI-powered, human-approved. And our belief in this AI world that's here, that's now, the human interaction and the advisor-client relationship is actually going to be even more important. Really, that relationship piece, there's a lot of AI tools that's available, and there's a lot of disruption trying to, you see on the headlines and everything, but we believe that it's going to be even more important. Of AI is going to help power this engine, but the human relationship will be key in making sure that the information is right, the advice is right. And the second really important theme is, why do we use AI? And it's so the answer comes to us. So we don't have to go digging on page 10 of Google to find this answer. And taking those two themes is what we are focusing on Advisor Track, is our belief is the opportunity or the answer should find your team. Your team should not have to go hunt for it. And so as we look at the experience that a client has or an advisor or their team has, we could talk about prospecting. So we have a lead section right when you log into Advisor Track where we're showing you your leads that have come in through a seminar or through our COMRA, which is our risk assessment. Well, we can actually person enrich using AI, giving you their age, their gender, their education, their work history, their social media profiles. So we are saving your team endless Google searches or trying to understand. There should be no cold leads. So that's a perfect example of how we're going to speed up and make sure that you're prepared when that team member calls them. And then another AI example is collecting those documents, right? That shoebox full of stuff. We have our own documents app that's within AdvisorTrack. And we have an AI component that lives within that. That is not just, summarizing documents. You know, we have actually trained AI models. One is called a Smart Review and one is called a Smart Tax. That's trained in the most recent one big beautiful bill laws, where someone opens or uploads a tax return, we're going to allow you to speed up that process to actually find opportunities in the most recent laws to help empower that conversation and help guide that prospect or client to the next step. So those are a couple examples of the why and the how of we're using AI.
Okay, so let me back up a minute, because I want to touch on something here that you mentioned that I think maybe we glossed over. No more cold leads, meaning yes. With just a name, I can use the Smart Insights component of this to find out a lot more detail. So they're not giving that to us. We're not asking them for it. We're not out researching. That is back to bring the data to you, just a name. And it's a little scary, but also great that we can get so much information on who is this person? How am I going to best connect with them? What does it look like maybe is happening in their life? I know there are some other companies, and we don't want to just focus on what Gradient's bringing to the table. There's a wide range of AI that can be incorporated. One is Money in Motion. Right. If I could use AI to go find people in my area that have recently changed jobs, that have gotten married, divorced, had a kid, got an inheritance. I mean, it's crazy the kind of insights that we can use AI for if we know that it's available to us. So that's the prospecting side.
That's exactly right. And we provide that. So that Smart Insights feature is exactly the enrichment that we're providing on the lead section right when you log into the portal. And we do have those wealth alerts. So job change, house sale, an inheritance alert. And all we need is a name and an email, and we're bringing it to you. And we don't want you to have to go to another login. We don't have to have you go search or have your team search over here. We really want to be able to bring that to you. So if you're having a seminar, you know who's in the room. You know the assets in the room. You know their background. Maybe you'll put people together based on their education, based on occupation. Your content might change in the seminar based on who's in your room. And that's where, we believe the cold lead should be an oxymoron. So we really want to bring that information right to the front.
I love it. So much opportunity there to know your prospect and tailor your messaging to what's going on in their life or their situation. So that was number one. You dropped kind of a bomb there, and then we just moved on to the data. So these are the two things that I think are most impactful as we're talking specifically prospects. One, know who they are. The second is a pain point for advisors would be tracking down those statements. How do I get the tax return, the most up-to-date statements? As an advisor, I have experienced this myself where, some people are dragging in their laptop and they're like, I think I can log in. Let me try to log in. We can try to see it. I don't know how to get a statement. I just, I look at it online. I look at my 401k online. Or, I only get hard copies. I should be getting one in a couple weeks. I mean, it's kind of a broad range. So let's talk about how AI solves the issue of gathering just the initial information that we need to even start looking for opportunities for somebody.
Absolutely. You're never going to stop that shoebox full of stuff. That's going to happen. But we hear this all the time from advisors. You have a seminar, you crush it at the seminar, and then your prospect shows up to that first meeting with everything, right? Which is good and bad, right? It's like, they're here.
Or nothing.
Or nothing, right?
Or nothing. It's absolutely usually one or the other. They either bring in a mess of stuff, so or it's like, I'll track it down. Just wanted to have a conversation with you.
So true. And it's about showing value regardless of whoever shows up.
Yep.
And so first example, if if they show up and they're ready to go, well, it's a little frightening to the team. How do we organize it? Well, you can upload it to our documents app and it's going to be organized, and you can use AI to kind of go through it to find opportunities. So that first conversation, you can show value and then get them to the planning stage and get them to Case Central. That's one. Two, they bring nothing. Well, we have our, you know, in our generational vault, which is incredible. We want to be able to help set them up with their vault through our partnership with Nextech and MasterCard, which is an incredible aggregator, to connect their Fidelity, to connect really all their accounts electronically. And they might have some statements, but it's really getting all the data into one place, which is our generational vault. That's not only for client retention, but to speed up the organization and make sure that our advisors can get the best plan for that client. Now, let's say they show up with nothing and they just want to have a conversation. Okay, that's great. Not going to pressure them to connect anything, nothing. Let's just get to know each other. Well, AI note-taking is incredibly popular. What we are so proud of with the team is within our generational vault and our CRM, we have an AI note-taker that's going to record the meeting. We're going to have tasks using AI that's part of the meeting afterwards. We can push tasks to our client portal, Generational Vault, to then keep that prospect on our railroad advisor track to make sure, oh, they mentioned Fidelity, they mentioned this annuity policy. Well, they're going to get an assignment to their Generational Vault at home to upload or connect these accounts, which we're incredibly proud of, which is the key. It's really the key to keep people accountable, even if they're at home, to guide them to make sure nothing falls through the cracks.
Because what we're doing right now is, okay, I've got to take notes, handwritten notes, my fact finder. These are the things that I'm going to do. Here are the things I need you to do. Now I got to hand that off to somebody to go create an email or get something out to them. Or I've got to sit down and I've got to myself type out that email. Thanks. Great to meet you. Here's what we're going to do for you. Here's the next steps. The AI note taker is something that I think a lot of advisors have incorporated over the last year. That alone is such a game changer.
Incredible.
Because it's so amazing. Now I've got a transcription of exactly what we covered. It's instantly organized for me on here were their concerns. Here's the personal information they shared. Here are the things that you said you were going to do. Here are the things that they need before you can move on. Here's a nice polished recap email that you can send to them, which I usually tweak slightly, but it's so much quicker to edit something than to create it from scratch.
Absolutely.
And then what you're saying is not only do we have the AI note taker, but that's going to integrate directly with Generational Vault. So that is the client portal.
Yes.
So they go, they see their to-dos. Now I've got a MasterCard icon that's sitting out there for me that's like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you don't want to have to go track down your statements and upload them and scan them. Just click this icon right here, this MasterCard that everybody recognizes, and we can pull in the data directly from your Edward Jones, your Fidelity, your bank, your anywhere that you have information. You want to pull in loan values, right? I mean, like it can do everything, right? Anything that the clients want to share, they can go link that. And it's not, let's talk about the security of that, because I think might be a question where maybe consumers are like, nah, I don't know. How am I linking my accounts? What am I giving you access to? How do advisors address that?
We call it user permission data. That is key. No one sees the password. We don't store it. We have nothing to do with it. It's the metaphor that, or analogy that we like to give is the Apple Pay. So you have a credit card on your phone. It's tokenized. Apple doesn't store your credit card number. They just use it to pay. And that's it. And it's very similar. It's essentially almost a token on the MasterCard side that just allows us to read only, by the way. It's just read only to see the account, see the value, see the holdings. And there's nothing more, you know, secure than a MasterCard icon to make them feel better. But that's the key here is you're not giving the advisor permission to do anything. This really is about getting it all in the vault, one place, user permission data only.
And for anybody that has tried to sync data, whether it's been through us in years past, through other third-party vendors, or you're using something else, you know that that syncing doesn't always work the way you want it to, like continual data. I'm not talking about, I switched gears here, sorry. Not talking about just getting the initial data, but now I want updated values on that vault for my clients at all times. I want that to be the hub they get to for everything in their financial life. And I want their annuity values, their held away accounts. I want their bank accounts. I want the investments that I have with them. I want them seeing that on the homepage of their vault. That has been either a very manual process, or advisors, I think, have had some experience with companies that tried to sync it and the syncing would break.
Yes.
So what are we going to have the ability to do with this new AI component to update values for the client facing side?
We've had accounts connected for over 2 years that have not broken. It's been incredibly impressive. And really because of the stability that a MasterCard connection brings to the aggregation. But we're also, we want this to be the vault for the family, because that's really what's going to allow the kids to then work with you. And that's really going to be the client retention with that transfer of wealth. Is we have the insurance feeds, we have the Orion feeds, we have the MasterCard for held away, all electronically syncing. So, and how we coach our advisors is to tell that family, if that life event happens, good, bad, not sure, don't call the CPA, don't call the estate attorney, you're going to call me. And we have that because of the vault, because we have it all there for you. And that's where it's so powerful, is to put that entire life into one place.
Yeah, I love it. It is so unique, such a unique offering that you can provide to your clients. They're not going anywhere when everything in their financial life is tied to you. The reason we called it Generational Vault is, like you just said, you just touched on it. We're engaging the kids. They know where to go to get copies of power of attorney documents, trusts, wills, anything that they need, life insurance policies, all the things that in the past, maybe people have been rifling through file cabinets and desk drawers, and I don't know where to find anything. Even my older clients that don't necessarily care that much about logging into the vault themselves, they love being able to tell their kids,
yes,
this is where you go. If you ever need anything, this is where everything is. Call Jamie, go to this site. I've already done everything that you need to organize this. They feel such a relief on not passing on this huge burden, but I've done what I should do for you. Here's where it all is. So that's huge.
Good agree, Mark.
Let's talk about, so now we've done the prospecting side of things. We've gathered the data. We've been super impressive just in this initial client experience with offering something unlike what they've ever had. Now let's talk about the client onboarding. You've touched on the analysis of all of those statements and the tax returns and linked bank accounts. We've got all the info. Now, how do we use AI to go bring us the opportunities that we want?
I love it. So we talk about onboarding. We have incredible app, Business Central, that has the forms, can open up an account on Schwab, but we have all this data in our database to then start to pre-fill forms. In addition to, with client experience, we're starting to use AI to auto-calculate RMDs. We can use AI now for client reviews to start that process. And we also have, we're very proud of, is the Wealth Watch. So if you have a held away account from a client, we're actually tracking that account, whether it's fees or performance. We can now, on the AUM side, provide opportunities right into Prism, our CRM, if there is a drop in performance, and increase opportunities on that held away account right to your team to provide that opportunity for that client experience. Secondly, we have a product called Smart Annuity. We're data mining the book of business. So we have a set of rules that we can use AI to go into your existing book of business that advisors are very excited about, to be able to, we have surrender, riders, interest rate. That's another opportunity to make sure that you're always looking out for your client and making sure that they're getting the best product they can. And so those are some more examples of AI of within the client experience of how we can make sure they're constantly taken care of.
So we're analyzing tax returns you already talked about. It's already coded correctly for One Big Beautiful Bill Act and all of the updated, which is not happening if you're just using generic AI necessarily, right? You've got to make sure.
Oh, yeah. You upload a text to ChatGPT, you're probably getting like 2024 advice. So it's...
Yeah.
And that's the danger, right? That's why the human relationship is so important, is that guide, that conductor on advisor track to make sure that it's done right.
Yeah, you've got to have a database that's smart enough that has all the most recent tax codes, that knows the changes. The data coming back to you has to be accurate, or we need that human approved. That's how you build trust. But if we can cut down on the time where you are not necessarily having to go search for opportunities, but we're analyzing those statements instantly. We're even creating a smart proposal, right? Like, here are the key things to look at.
Absolutely.
Case Central can take it. Our team of CFPs and CPAs can take it and do all the work. But you instantly, without you having to look for, hey, okay, here's something I think I'd like Case Central to look at, instantly an analysis of here's the biggest opportunities that your client has.
Exactly.
The annuity piece of it is something that advisors have been asking for years. Mm-hmm. How do I go proactively in my whole database of, you know, all these annuities I've written over the years, and they're spread out to all of these carriers? One, how do I find opportunities to improve a situation for people that maybe are in low cap products? You know, I sold this 7 years ago and they're stuck in this cap earning 4%. Now I could probably get them double the earning potential. How do I go find those? Yep. How do I find all of the opportunities for people whose surrender penalty is going to be ending in the next year?
That's right.
What about the income riders that maybe I could get an upgrade in income for them, increase? It's like a, you know, people go refinance their mortgage, same thing. We've talked about annuity refinancing for years. The roadblock for a lot of that is somebody has to go manually try to gather all of that data. And there's been a few things that have come about. I won't call any by name, but there's been a few tools that have come out that got us a little bit of the way there, but never the ability like this to just go data mine your entire book and let us bring to you what you're looking for opportunities from an annuity standpoint, which is huge.
It's all been manual. You're exactly right. And that's what it's coming this quarter in a couple months. And this is, we've been really working backwards to from the advisor to really understand the core opportunities. And you nailed it, Jamie. We're very excited about it.
Okay, so we've talked about some big things here with, you know, some key components, and I know we're just barely still scratching the surface of what this does. Before we kind of close with where does somebody start, like if they're interested, what are the first things that you would do to incorporate this? Anything that we haven't talked about that you think is a key component to how somebody would use this in the experience, in the appointment process, to make their life easier, to make it more impressive for clients?
I think in addition to the more services we're going to announce. So at the summit, we talked about Tax Central. That's coming soon. And this has really been a vision of, you know, of Chuck and Tammy, the co-founders of Gradient, where how do we offer tax services? It's really family office services for all Americans. That's really the vision that we're trying to bring forward. And you can do that through AI. And so that's very excited about Tax Central. That's coming soon. That's going to really answer the need that we've heard for a while from our advisors. And so there, you're going to be more of that. Interested in Get Going, we have a tech care team at Next Tech that can start the process of just learning, discovering, looking at your existing data before starting the migration. That's what I'd recommend, is just starting to get educated through our tech care team at Next Tech.
Because we're going to do the heavy lifting and we're making sure that all of these things are integrated, but it would feel very overwhelming for an advisor, and certainly as they're rolling out this out to their teams, to say, okay, we're going to flip a switch and now everything that we've done manually or the entire appointment process that you've been used to for all these years, we're going to use AI for that. That's not what we're saying. But if we can start with one piece of it, I'll give an example. I think a lot of advisors have started with the AI note taker. If you're not using an AI note taker, let's start there. That's going to be automatically integrated into Prism. So within Prism, right, we can use, or there's others. We've got, it integrates directly with others.
But absolutely.
Whatever you're using, use that AI note taker to cut down on the after the appointment process, right?
Yeah.
That is such a time saver, that's such low hanging fruit. Let's do that first. What would you say would be the next reasonable step for, I'm looking to start automating this, what's my next thing that you would recommend maybe offices do?
Love the Prism, using the AI note taker. My favorite use case of that, by the way, Jamie, is we've already built the AI meeting prompts to match the gradient sales process. So for example, we have a fact and feeling finder meeting that we have mapped out our fact and feeling finder that then syncs with Case Central. And so that's a perfect example of how it, well, it virtually it would take no change of your existing process to put AI into your workflow to make sure the whole team is on the same page. Secondly, after that, I think the Documents app is going to be such an exciting update to provide, where we could put AI into, you get all this paper and it's how can we provide AI there? How can we allow opportunities to be, we're not doing any planning. Like you said, we're just, that's for Case Central. We're just providing insights, discussion topics within the documents that were uploaded to strengthen that relationship, to push it down advisor track closer to the account opening. So that's another example, in my opinion, of what that's going to be a virtually, because that's the power of AI, is the goal is to not even know that it's just to have it be seamless into your workflow where there's very little attrition.
Yeah. You don't even really realize after a while that you're using it. It's just going to be so integrated. It's so automated. We'll wonder what we did without it. But two things then, the note taker and then the documents automation. And the documents automation, just as a reminder, back to the beginning, there's two ways that we're going to be able to do that. One, you can stick with bringing in the shoebox full of stuff, the hard copies. But when we scan those, the AI component is going to instantly read all of those statements, organize it. Here's your opportunities. Here's the things that you hand off then as opportunities for improvement for this client to Case Central.
Absolutely. You select the documents, you pick how you have them reviewed, and you walk into that meeting feeling really confident of what to talk about to get that to the next step of Case Central, the full plan. We're incredibly excited about that.
Or I don't get hard copies, I'm having trouble tracking them down. Let me use Generational Vault and show somebody how they can go connect their master grid. And they could do that right in the office, right? You could have them.
We have that happen a lot.
On their phone. Let me show you. You can connect it. It pulls it right in. Before they leave, you've got all their most updated statements and accounts right there. Super simple.
Yep.
Okay.
Two options. And I think it's maybe half and half. There's still majority, maybe more paper, but we're constantly seeing that go down. Right. And we think that is the future, is electronic data gathering. Is that how it's going to be? That's going to be exactly right. That's the two ways we can do it.
Yep, I agree. Okay. I love those as two easy starting points. Yes. Obviously, there's going to be more to come on this. You're going to get a lot of communication from Gradient with how you can start utilizing these things. If you're not with Gradient and you're listening to this and you're like, this sounds incredible, I need to talk about it, give us a call. You can email us at theadvisorarena@gradientib.com. But I would say, like it or not, and some people are a little bit hesitant about this and what this means, but AI isn't going anywhere. This is not changing. This is here to stay. Advisors that are open to adopting it thoughtfully and intentionally and not using it as a replacement, but more of an assistant to make your life easier, are going to see incredible gains in efficiency, in client experience, in growth. And that's really what we're aiming to provide for our advisors, is how do you integrate seamlessly into that?
Well said, Jamie. Love it.
Ryan, thank you so much. I know Josh is appreciative that we didn't rely on him to share all of his knowledge about AI. I am as well. Would have been a very short podcast with just Josh and I on what to know about this or how it all works on the back end. Your team is incredible. The Next Tech team is available for training, for insights, for conversations. There's going to be more to come on this. So I'm excited about what this year holds, and appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate all of you for joining us for another episode. Again, if you have questions on this or you want to connect with somebody on Ryan's team, email us, theadvisorarena@gradientib.com. We'll connect you with some next steps. Until next time, everybody, thank you.
Thank you.